Hey, fellow Freedom fans, we're back here. David, this is a hot potato here. You're here at the top of the hour on the Faith and Freedom Show on the Eagle 104.3 FM. And our number here is 888-850-1872. I'm talking to Jeff Dickstein. And he is a guy who's got a website, jeffdickstein.com. It's JeffDickstein.com. You can do a search. And he's got a case with a Mr. Benson who's been told by a court that he cannot basically communicate. And I'm being very summary here. The reason I'm bringing this question up, I think, is important. Again, I'm not here to advocate a pro or anti 16th Amendment position, pro or anti paying U.S., state, federal, local, your neighbor or your UN taxes. That's not what we're about here. What we're about is to see what's going on with people who are living out their lives and they have opinions and they're going through life doing things and the government's doing things and all kinds of crazy things are going on. And we try to review the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. And of course, the Bible in the New Testament talks about obeying every ordinance of men. And we're going to be taking a call here shortly, but the Bible talks about making sure that we're obeying every ordinance of men. The key thing is, do you obey the clerk behind the counter, or do you obey the law of the land according to your conscience, knowing that you're accountable to God? We're going to take a call here. Caller, thank you for calling the Eagle 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment for Mr. Dickstein? Well, they dropped off. Thank you anyway. I appreciate that phone call. At least we got charged a dime for that minute. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go right back. They dropped off. The government issue with regard to commercial speech, a lot of people know that you're protected by free speech rights and things like that. You're the lawyer. You can explain to our audience the difference between speech that is protected by the fundamental rights and speech that government can either regulate or interfere with, if you could explain that from your perspective as a lawyer.
Okay, First Amendment protects freedom of speech, the right to peacefully assemble, the right to petition the government for redress of grievance. Now, over time, the Supreme Court has started carving out exceptions. One exception, for example, is you can't go into a crowded theater, yell fire, and claim you're protected by free speech because people are going to get trampled and hurt.
I'm going to stop you right there real quick. Does that mean the government can make you a criminal for doing it, or is that something like somebody can sue you for damage, or both?
It depends on whether the state has some criminal statute in force or not.
Okay.
And certainly if you do something to harm someone, you're liable to them, assuming you can prove it up in court.
Okay.
All right. Now, another exception to the First Amendment is the commercial speech exception, which came about to stop false advertising. And it particularly involves people posting advertisements in newspapers that are false. And it's come up in several different contexts. Somebody put up advertisements advertising liquor prices when there was a state ban saying you can't advertise liquor. Someone else did a prescription, the prices of prescriptions, and state statute banned that. And of course, their defense was First Amendment, and the court had to decide, how are we going to decide if this is protected First Amendment speech or whether this is false advertising. So in order for it to be false advertising, you have to make an advertisement that's false. And of course, here they said this is commercial speech because Benson is selling his product, and the Supreme Court has made it clear it doesn't matter whether it's being sold or not. That's not what First Amendment hinges on. And they're saying it's false commercial speech because he's falsely and fraudulently telling people the 16th Amendment wasn't ratified. Well, whether it was ratified or not, And Bill goes farther than that. He says courts know full well that it wasn't ratified, and they refuse to hear it, and therefore we need to exercise our First Amendment rights to force them to do the right thing. We need to protect the Constitution. And so that's clearly political speech, and political speech, by definition, can't be commercial speech.
Well, you make a good point there. If he's really advocating that people take a political action on the basis of what he believes... Now, I guess, well, you just keep talking. I'm sorry to interrupt. Keep pressing on. You're doing a beautiful job.
Okay. Well, let me read just a little bit of what Benson told people who bought his package. He said, let the people answer the question the government refuses to answer, and let the people preserve our Constitution. We, the people, must take political action in an attempt to force the government to decide a very important question, i.e., was the 16th Amendment legally certified and ratified? If it was not, there is no law which can be violated, and therefore the people are being politically prosecuted. If that's not protected First Amendment political speech, then there is no such thing left in this country anymore.
And it can't be reviewed unless you're being damaged by the government and assaulted by them. And people don't understand this in America, that it's not just the executive branch or the judicial branch or the legislative branch that is the ordinance of men you're supposed to obey. And one of the things they don't realize, it's the law you have to obey. And the law is even bigger than that. And sometimes you actually have to act lawfully in a way that goes contrary to a statute. Now, the statute, if the statute's violating the law, you are still obeying the ordinance of men effectively, because law is bigger than just a statute. Now, that's kind of something that I think, that's my philosophy as I understand it in American law. As I've been reviewing court cases, I understand that courts see that too. They won't, in fact, there's a lady in Florida right now who's suing Governor Crist because she says there's a statute that is going to make it so that people are having forced vaccination. Their argument to her is you have no standing in court because there's no controversy. You're not at war. Nobody's opposing you in this. So you can't sue. In other words, you actually have to stand and act contrary to the statute in order for the issue to be brought to bear on a court. Is that not true?
Well, we saw that in the civil rights movement with Rosa Parks. She refused to sit in the back of the bus. She was in violation of a state statute. And the only way you can get that heard is to violate the law, go to court, and hope you get acquitted. And, of course, the state court found her guilty all the way through the state Supreme Court. Then it went into the federal system, and it didn't get reversed until it went up to the Supreme Court. So that was six courts later, three in the state and three in the federal system.
Which essentially determined that she really wasn't violating the law.
The law was in violation of the Constitution, and therefore it's no law.
Right.
It doesn't exist. It's void from its get-go.
Okay.
It's never valid.
So essentially, and this is intriguing for those who have served in the military, and this is a lot of things that people don't understand. When military people give their oath to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, some loopy people hang on to that oath in spite of the fact the military is not paying them anymore, and feel a duty, even sometimes of religion, to keep basically taking an issue on like this to its absolute nth degree because of a sense of duty.
So, well, whether you take an oath or not, if you want to be free, you have to keep a watch on those who would sell out your freedom for the almighty dollar, which apparently is almost everybody in Congress and in government today.
Well, and we know that happens, I think, obviously, because we've all watched Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. We also know that there's folks out there that are very conscientious and really, I think, fulfilling their office pretty well.
Ron Paul is a good example. What's his name? Feinberg, the senator from Wisconsin. He's very conscientious, very much aware of his constitutional duty.
Okay, so with regard to this commercial speech, and just we're going to give you a plug. We're going to give you sort of an information blurb here. Folks, I'm talking about this very interesting topic here, and it's on the Faith and Freedom Show on the Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm talking to Jeff Dickstein, and I want you to write that down and check out his website. He's got the actual documents from this court case that he has drafted a appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the question, I think, is very fascinating, and I think it's important to check out J-E-F-F, as in Jeff, Dickstein, DICKSTEIN.com. So go to that website, check it out. And as I understand it, some of the stuff you've been doing pro bono, because a lot of times when governments come against people that are trying to get by in life and survive, that there's a point where their resources dwindle. And I don't know what it is that you're giving or having to sacrifice to try to support Mr. Benson here. But as I understand it, on your website, you do have an avenue where people can send financial support, because I know somebody told me that it cost upwards to $5,000 to put together just the printing and other costs to put together a brief to go before the U.S. Supreme Court.
Well, Bill is disabled and has no money coming in, and then the government shut down with their injunction. You know how he was making money by selling his product, and I won't let him sell it because of his age and health. If he goes to jail on contempt, basically he'll die in jail. He's pretty sick.
Okay.
And so at one time there was a gentleman who was providing the funding for the representation, but that stopped about 2.5-3 years ago, and so I've been representing Bill for free. Just because of the importance of this issue. And doing it for free, of course, you don't have money to pay rent, to buy food, keep the phone on, buy computer paper. I probably have well over 3,000 to 4,000 hours involved in this case. In fact, the petition for writ of certiorari, I've redrafted that, 3 complete rewrites and probably about 30 major revisions of those rewrites just to get it perfect. I worked 15 hours a day for a month, 7 days a week, to get this petition the way I wanted it. So, it's expensive. Now I'm trying to raise the funding to build the website. So once we file this with the Supreme Court, we can circulate an email with a web address that people can click on it, and then in just 30 seconds or so, enter their name and address, and we can send out letters to TV stations, radio stations, newspapers, Congress, the Supreme Court, the President, and the Secretary of the Treasury. And what we want to do is have the people mobilize to put political pressure on the Supreme Court so that they agree to hear this case.
And I think, and that's one thing people don't realize, they will choose the cases that they will review on the basis of, if it's an appeal of right of some sort, obviously they're going to take priority there, but also if it really matters and if people are really being bothered by it. So I think that's important. Well, we got about a minute and a half here till the close of this segment. What's the big thing that you'd like to have our audience know before you close?
I want the audience to know what the importance of this case is. This isn't about taxes at all. This is about the right to point out what you believe is government corruption and fraud and government disobedience of the supreme law of the land, and having a right to do that, number one, and then when the government comes after you for exercising that right, that you have the right to defend yourself. I mean, your issue might be religion. Your issue might be abortion. Your issue might be gun control. Your issue might be the Iraqi war. Your issue might be the budget deficit, or it might be getting forced to get shots that you don't want. Whatever your issue is, you have a right to express your opinion and try to convince enough people that you're right such that the government stops what they're doing. That's the essence of freedom in this country.
That's the essence of freedom in this country, folks, and we're going to come back on a break. Tune in.